thank you very, very much for all of you coming today. You're sacrificing a moderately nice day. My name is Scott Dickerson. I'm the retired executive director of Coastal Mountains Land Trust, which serves this region of western Penobscot Bay from essentially from Prospect to Rockland. I was a member of Governor Baldacci's Sears Island Planning Initiative. That was the effort by that governor to reach a conclusion about Sears Island. Apparently we didn't completely reach a conclusion, but we did make some major advances in that era, and that resulted in a 2009 agreement that 601 acres of the island would be under conservation easement, and 330 acres of the island would be available for a cargo or potential container port. And further, that Mack Point would be the preferred future port development area. That was the agreement that everybody signed off on in 2009. This public meeting has been organized by the Citizens for Responsible Offshore Wind Siting, acronym CROWS. Most of us are kind of old crows. That's a coalition of the Friends of Sears Island, Islesboro Islands Trust, the main chapter of the Sierra Club, and several interested citizens. We are very much in favor of wind energy being captured and brought into our energy mix. And we're very much in favor of offshore wind as it's currently being proposed. What we are interested in is where to have the marshalling port. You'll hear a lot more about that today. I am a member of CROWS, but my bound agreement today is to run this meeting in a very fair process so that everyone has an opportunity to hear people and to bring comments and questions forward after the presentations have been made by the panel members. The meeting has two basic purposes: to inform all of us that an industrial port might be developed in Upper Penobscot Bay on Sears Island and or Mack Point, to import and store components and materials and assemble and launch floating wind turbines for deployment in the Gulf of Maine. The second purpose is to provide you with ways to express your thoughts about this project as it moves forward. As moderator, my tasks are to maintain a fair and orderly meeting, to introduce panel members for their presentation, and to keep time so each of the panelists will have their full 15 minutes of fame. To make sure when the panel presentations have concluded that everyone amongst you has had an opportunity to ask a question or make a comment. Just a couple of items about the meeting. It is being recorded. Ned Leitner is recording this, and the recording will ultimately be available on the Friends of Sears Island website. You never heard this before, but please silence your cell phone now, would be terrific. There will be no break in this meeting, but as you wish, there are restrooms towards the rear, as I'm looking at it, right. Which, of course, you're welcome to go to utilize whenever necessary. There's also food and beverage over the table, which might be, in fact, will be worth a stop. And I just want to note that those refreshments are all provided by Friends of Sears Island board members and the Sierra Club. Please save your comments and questions until all presentations have been completed. We will definitely take all those on when we get done with the panel, but we don't want to, if we start into the question thing in between presenters, we won't get to the second presentation.